She went in. There was music everywhere. He had literally plastered the walls with pages ripped from scores. He had written all over them in his neat, curly script. Her eyes were drawn to a blank score, with just a few notes written in. But the notes were written in Akira's own hand. "Are you composing something?" Nori asked. Akira flushed. "It's nothing. It's just started." She smiled at him.
"Otanjobi omedeto gozaimasu, Nisan. Happy birthday!"
He snorted.
"I had hoped you'd forgotten."
"I know you don't like birthdays."
"Quite."
Nori shuffled her feet.
"I won't bother you too much. I have a present for you."
Akira leaned back against his pillows.
"I told you not to get me anything."
She pulled the package out of her long bell sleeve.
"I made this."
She handed it to him, and Akira inspected it, in that infuriating way he inspected everything, as if he was already preparing himself to be disappointed. Realizing that she was not going to go away until he opened it, he sighed and peeled back the wrapping paper. Inside was a handkerchief made of ivory silk, with little treble clefs embroidered in the corners in gold thread. In the bottom right corner, she had sewn the kanji for his name. Akira looked up at her.
"How many tries did it take you before you ended up with this?"
She concealed her hands, which were covered in tiny needle pricks.
"Not many."
Akira smirked at her.
"A dozen?"
She cheated her gaze to the side.
"A bit more, actually."
He laughed.
"Well, I did tell you not to go through the trouble."
She cheated her gaze to the side.